I dialed the hotel number. "Hi, my name is Claire Barnes. My husband Greg stayed there this week. He should have checked in on Tuesday and checked out early Friday morning. Would you be able to tell me if he did check in and out?"
"Yes, we can tell you that, Mrs. Barnes."
I heard the clicking of a keyboard.
"Yes, Greg Barnes did check in on Tuesday night. However, he didn't check out on Friday morning."
My mouth went dry. What's going on?
"Okay."
I needed to talk to this faceless voice on the phone and force her to be human, not like the calls to the police station or the airline. I needed her to be on my side. I took a deep breath.
"My husband was scheduled to return yesterday, and he didn't come home.
He never boarded his plane. The police won't help me until tomorrow, at the earliest. Is there any way you can check his room? I don't know. Make sure he didn't have a heart attack up there or something. Please. I'm begging you."
"Oh my goodness, sweetheart."
She had a deep southern drawl.
"I'm sure the manager will be happy to check the room. Can I call you back? What's your number?"
I gave her my cell phone number and we hung up. Hot tears ran down my cheeks. Now I had no idea what was going to become of me. Whoever these people were, why did they want me? How quickly would my parents miss me? Would there be a trail for the police to follow? Would someone put two and two together and figure out what happened? Oh, geez, my head hurt like crazy. Then I noticed the bear holding the embroidered pillow sitting at the end of the bed. How did that get there? It had been in my bedroom. Had the kidnappers been back in my house? A few minutes later, the door opened. A woman, who appeared to have stepped right out of a movie from the 50s, entered the room. She smiled warmly.
"I see that you're finally awake. How are you feeling?"
I gave her a look.
"Just awesome." I knew it was rude to be sarcastic, but seriously. I had just been kidnapped and now I was being held prisoner in a strange room. How did she think I was feeling?
She placed her cool hands on my forehead. I noticed a name tag on her shirt that read Doreen.
"You must be hungry. I'll be back in a jiffy."
Before I could say anything, she had bustled away.